Hi there, Jacob here. Let's go down Gilead Lane.
Nobody gets tickets to the Dream, boys.
Who?
Well, I did, and you have to come, Haley.
If you ask me, the guys in that band can't even sing.
So you in or not?
Well, I have to ask my mom and dad.
Mom and I said no, and that's final.
Jessica, nobody gets tickets to the Dream, boys.
Well, I did, and you have to come, Haley.
Are you kidding? How many tickets did you get?
We have 5 altogether. Tiffany and Maya are asking their mom and dad tonight, and Brad said he'd come as the chaperone, so that leaves 1 for you.
Your brother said he'd go?
Yeah, well, he owes me 1, and my parents said I couldn't go alone.
Brad's driving us up to the city and everything?
Yeah, so you in or not?
Well, I have to ask my mom and dad. But if there aren't any adults coming...
Come on, Haley. Brad's in high school. That's close enough.
I know, but I don't know if my parents will think so.
All I'm saying is you'd be nuts to turn it down. It's the Dream Boys, Haley, and they're doing all the songs from their new CD.
I know. I just have to ask.
Well, I need to know by tomorrow.
Girls, less talking and more sculpting, please. Your play's going to dry out.
Sorry.
We're working. Ask tonight, Haley. The concert's Friday.
Friday night?
Mm-hmm. And the commissioner wants us to bring the whole family.
To something so formal?
Well, he was impressed with the kids last time we got together, and this will be a great experience for them.
Oh, especially Haley. She'll love it.
Hi!
Oh, speaking of, hi, Haley.
Hi, honey.
Just the people I wanted to see.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, how was school?
Fine. Good. Jess has a ticket for me to go see the Dream Boys up in the city on Friday night. And she said that she has to know by tomorrow. And the tickets are really hard to get, and I want to go so bad. So can I go, please?
Whoa. Slow down, Haley.
Yeah. Back up and talk a little more slowly, please.
Okay. Jessica Smith got tickets to go see the Dream Boys.
The who?
The Dream Boys. That new band that came out last year.
The 4 boy singers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Jess has 5 tickets. And it's up in the city, and her brother's taking us.
Wait, hold on a minute. Brad's driving?
Yeah, and he's staying with us for the whole concert. And Tiffany and Maya Richter are probably going to take the other 2 tickets. So can I go, please?
I don't know, honey.
Dad?
I don't think it's such a good idea.
But, Mom, I really...
First of all, I don't know that I want you going to a Dream Boys concert.
But you don't even know them.
Neither do you.
Well, yeah, but I like what I've heard.
And I don't like what I've heard.
All right, even if we did approve of this group, I'm sorry, hon, but we can't let you go with a high school boy as your chaperone.
But he's pretty much a grown-up.
No.
Let alone the fact that you're only in 4th grade. You're not old enough to go to concerts without your mom and dad.
So you're saying I can't go?
I'm afraid not, sweetie.
But these tickets are so hard to get.
It doesn't matter how hard they are to get. That doesn't determine whether or not you should go. Look, we don't approve of the group, and you're too young. And even if you were older, I don't want a teenage boy as your chaperone.
I'll do anything.
Haley Grace. Now listen, hon. All is not lost for your Friday night.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean that Mom and I were making plans for our family.
What kind of plans?
The Commissioner's Spring Banquet is this Friday, and our whole family is invited.
Yeah, we know how much you love to dress up and go out, and this time you don't have to stay behind while Mom and I go and have all the fun.
I'd still rather go to the concert.
Haley, the concert is not an option, and I don't want to hear another word about it. Mom and I said no, and that's final.
Right there, mister.
What?
Since when do we use mixing bowls instead of cereal bowls for breakfast?
Since I was really hungry.
Nice try. You're just lucky you didn't pour the milk yet. Oh, and those better not be Fruity Puffs, young man.
Fruity Puffs?
Yes, Fruity Puffs. Michael James, are you allowed to have sugar cereal in the morning?
Mom, I just...
Answer the question, Michael.
No.
Good answer. Now you can just put those right back in the box and pour yourself some granola.
Granola. Squirrel food.
Zip it. Sugar in the morning. Like you need help getting excited.
Can I have some Fruity Puffs after school?
We'll see.
Yes. Hey, where's Haley? We have to leave soon.
I know. She better get down here.
She's mad about the Dream Boys concert, isn't she?
And that's my guess.
Kids these days. If you ask me, the guys in that band can't even sing.
Eat your granola.
Jess! Hey, Jessica!
Hi, Maya. Yeah.
Tiffany and I can take those two tickets Friday night. Thanks for getting them and everything.
Sure. So Tiffany's okay with hanging out with us?
Only because it's a Dream Boys concert.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Haley.
Didn't think you were coming today.
Guess I woke up late.
You can't come, can you?
No, I'm too young. Brad's not a good chaperone. They don't know the Dream Boys well enough. We have some fancy dinner. You name it, I can't go.
Oh, your parents don't like the Dream Boys?
Not really. I mean, they've never let me buy any of their CDs or anything.
My parents don't even know what I listen to.
You're sure you can't go?
Yeah. What'd your mom and dad say, Maya?
Dad just wrote out a check for the tickets. They don't care what we do.
Must be nice. You're so lucky.
Yeah. Come on, bell rang a long time ago.
So why'd you have to drop off that paper at Grace's anyway?
Oh, it was just a list of ideas Tiffany and I had write up for our internship at the Quarterly. Possible topics for Grace's first column.
You think she'll use them?
Well, Tiffany doesn't seem to think so.
Yeah, but that's my sister for you. I thought Grace seemed to like it.
I want you down here in 5 minutes, Haley.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mrs. Morrison.
Oh, hi. Hi, Maya. How is everyone?
Well, sounds like we're better than you.
Oh, I'm fine. Your sister's just walking on thin ice tonight.
Money says it's still about the concert.
The Dream Boys concert?
Yes. Michael, what are you doing?
I thought you said I could have some Fruity Puffs when I got home. It's that morning. Please?
And I suppose you got the cereal bowls confused with the mixing bowls again.
Oh, yeah. Whoops.
Whoops. Well, let's see if Maya or Justin want any.
Oh, no thanks.
No thanks.
All right.
Mom, I thought Haley would be really excited about Dad's dinner thing.
Well, your dad and I already told her. If she doesn't change her tune, she's not going anywhere tomorrow night.
I hear you're going to the concert, Maya.
Yeah.
Do your parents know that Brad's the only chaperone, Maya?
Yeah, they don't care.
Well, he better be careful. I just don't like the idea of a high school boy being responsible for you girls.
Mom, her parents just aren't as strict as you guys.
Oh, don't you start in on this too, Michael James.
I'm not. I'm just saying that not all parents are...
Not all parents care where their kids are or what their kids do.
Oh, Maya, honey.
Mom, Grace is high in that she'll be here for coffee in the morning.
Oh, good. I hope she'd be able to come. Did you guys have a good time over there?
Yeah.
I gotta go over some of the column ideas that Tiffany and I came up with in class today.
Great. Did she choose something for the first article?
No, we're just doing a brief biography on her for the first one.
Oh.
But she's gonna brainstorm some ideas from the list I gave her tonight.
And she gave us some really good ginger snaps.
Oh, Michael Morrison.
Don't worry, Mom. Grace wouldn't let him spoil his dinner.
Oh, speaking of dinner, Haley is supposed to be down here helping me.
Do you want me to tell her you're waiting for her?
Yes, please. And she does not want me to have to come up there.
Daddy?
Hey, morning, Timmy. How'd you sleep?
Fine, good. But Mommy told me to come down and get you. Haley won't get out of bed.
What? You guys leave for school in 15 minutes.
Man, Haley's pushing it. I don't know how anyone can be in a bad mood on a Friday.
I'm gonna be in a bad mood if that's sugar cereal you're pouring for yourself, mister.
Huh. Whoops, guess I grabbed the wrong box.
Whoops, yeah, I guess so. Come on, pour it back, grab the bran flakes, and pour Timmy some too, would you please?
Okay.
Now, where's your mom?
Right here. Brooke and Justin get off, okay?
Yep, and they both ate breakfast, too.
Oh, good. John, please go talk to Haley. Grace is coming over in about 20 minutes, and I haven't even put the coffee cake in yet, and Haley is
All right, don't worry, hon. I was on my way up. You just get ready for Grace, okay?
Thank you. Michael James, if you're going to dump the sugar on those bran flakes, you might as well have the Fruity Puffs.
Do you mean it?
No!
Haley Grace. You have 3 seconds to get out of that bed.
I don't want to go to school, Dad.
One and two and
okay, three. Okay.
Now, get in the bathroom and get ready, please. I'm dropping you off at school with an unexcused tardy.
But, Dad, I can't be unexcused. It'll go on my record.
Hey, not another word. It was entirely your decision to be late. You got it?
Yeah. I don't know why I even have to go to school when Jess is just going to be talking about the concert all day.
All right, young lady. I've heard enough whining and grumbling about this concert.
Sorry.
No, you can forget any plans you might have had this coming week because you're going to be at home with no privileges. And you're on thin ice with the family dinner tonight. So you'd better lose the attitude. Now, do you understand me?
But, Dad...
Haley Grace, you do not want to push me any further this morning.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry.
Thank you. Now, I'll be waiting for you downstairs.
Oh, Mary, this cake is incredible. I'm not leaving without the recipe.
I'm just glad Michael's at school this morning. Otherwise, he would have eaten the whole thing before you got here.
I believe it. This tastes just sweet enough for him.
Oh, and sugar plus Michael in the morning do not make for a pleasant boy.
Yeah, the last thing he needs is an energy boost.
Well, exactly. And he keeps accidentally pouring himself huge bowls of sugar cereal.
Oh, I'm sure. He's just testing you.
Oh, actually, I'm not really worried about Mikey. It's more Haley who has me concerned.
Mm. The boys said Haley was no fun to live with this past couple days.
Grace, she is just pushing every button she can. She's on her last leg for the commissioner's banquet tonight. John's had it with her attitude. But if we don't bring her with us, I'm going to have to stay home with her.
Oh, no, Mary, you can't do that.
Well,
just let me know if you need me. I'll be home tonight. And I'm sure I could put her to work if you don't want to take her.
Oh, thank you. But I hope we won't have to take you up on that offer.
Why can't I wear this tonight?
You know this is a formal dinner with people that are very important to your father, and jeans are not appropriate.
But these are dressy jeans. Mommy, I can't tie my tie.
Me neither.
I'll be there in a minute. When I come back in here, you better have on that dress I laid out for you.
I can't stand that dress.
What was that?
Nothing.
It was something. I heard it from the hallway. And we're going to have a little talk.
But, Dad...
No buts. Mary, honey, why don't you go help the boys, and then you'll have time to get yourself ready?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And how about I call Grace about her offer?
I already called.
Good. You need to watch yourself, young lady.
I didn't do anything.
Haley Grace. Now, you want to wear jeans tonight, is that it?
Yes.
Then wear them.
What? But I thought...
Nope, you made the choice. You can wear whatever you like tonight, because you're not coming with us.
What do you mean? You can't just leave me here.
No, we can't, but we can leave you at Grace's, and you have definitely lost the privilege of coming with our family to such a special occasion.
But, Daddy, I really want to go.
I'm sorry, honey, but you brought this on yourself. And Mom and I do not have time for this right now. But we're going to have a long talk when we get home tonight, so save it.
Thanks, Grace. We shouldn't be too late.
No problem.
And Haley, I better get a good report when we pick you up. Understand?
Yeah.
All right, then. I'll see you later. And I love you.
I love you, too.
Well, Haley, you want to come sit in the living room with me and Maya?
Maya's here?
Hi, Haley.
Hi, Maya. Don't you have to leave for the concert soon?
I'm not going.
What?
I decided not to go. Tiffany's just going to go with Jess.
Must be nice to be able to decide things for yourself.
Haley.
Sorry.
It's not worth getting this mad about the Dream Boys.
Easy for you to say. Your parents said you could go.
Now, your parents had a reason for not letting you go to this concert. And you know that, Haley.
Well, it's just not fair. My mom and dad never let me do anything. I couldn't even go to the dinner tonight.
And whose fault was that?
Well... At least Maya gets to make up her own mind about stuff.
Maybe you should just get over yourself.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means that maybe you never think about how lucky you are. Maybe your parents don't let you do everything, but at least you know they love you.
Oh, Maya.
Maybe I'd just like it for once if my mom and dad told me what they wanted. If they cared enough to wonder where I am or what I'm doing.
Honey, your mom and your dad...
Sorry, Grace, but I gotta go.
Maya, I didn't mean to. I mean, I didn't think that...
Look, I'm not mad at you, Haley. I just wish you knew what it felt like to really have to decide things for yourself. It's not what you think it is.
But I didn't mean that.
I'll see you later. Maybe I'll come over tomorrow, Grace.
Be careful walking home.
I will.
Bye, Maya.
Oh, poor thing.
I don't get what just happened, Grace. What did I do?
Oh, you're just taking for granted what Maya wants most in her life.
Someone telling her what to do?
Someone loving her enough to say no. The security of knowing that she's not just a little girl alone in a great big world. Haley, I've got some writing to get done, but there's something I want you to do.
What?
Well, first, I want you to think about why your parents didn't want you at that concert. Then I want you to think about how you've treated them the rest of the week.
Grace,
And then I want you to picture yourself walking home alone in the dark. No brothers or sister to hold your hand. To an empty house. No mom or dad waiting for you in the kitchen, wondering where you were or how your day was. Just an empty house where you can make all your own decisions.
Oh, the party was beautiful.
All right, you guys, everybody upstairs. All of you, come on. Brooke, honey, could you get Timmy ready for bed for me?
Sure. Come on, Tim.
Thanks,
honey. Can I have three stories tonight?
Two, maybe.
Night, Mom. Dad.
Thanks for the dinner.
Sure. You're welcome.
Brush your teeth, Mikey.
Night-night, boys.
We love you.
Night.
Well, good night, guys. See you in the morning.
Hold it right there, Missy.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about.
Okay.
Well, Haley, I'm sorry you had to miss such a great dinner.
You are?
Yeah, we both are. You would have really loved it. But the way you've been acting is unacceptable.
I know, and I'm sorry. I just got sick of feeling like I can't do anything on my own.
Oh, honey, I know it's hard. It was hard for me, too, when I was your age. But you're going to have to learn how to live with authority, because it doesn't go away as you grow up.
Oh, that's right. Mom and I may not have our parents here telling us what we can and can't do, but hey, that doesn't mean we're above the law.
If we park illegally, we get a ticket. If we speed, we get pulled over.
Mm-hmm. You see, honey, God uses authority in our lives to teach us and to help us grow. And he doesn't stop using it once we grow up. In fact, well, you see it every week when we go to church.
Right. Pastor Edwards has spiritual authority over Dad and me, and he helps us learn about God.
And at work, I have judges over me that I need to respect because God has put them in that position.
And God's allowed your dad and me to be in charge of you. And you have to learn to respect that and to trust us.
I know.
Yeah. And it also means that when we say no, it means no. And you need to accept it and move on.
I know that, too. And I really am sorry for how I treated you and everything.
Oh, thanks.
Did you and Grace talk about this tonight?
Kind of. But, well, it was more because Maya was over there.
At Grace's? I thought she went to the concert.
Me, too. But she changed her mind. And I'm pretty sure she changed it because she knew you guys didn't like the whole idea. And when she left, she was pretty mad at me.
Mad at you?
Well, maybe not mad at me, but at life. It's just funny because I thought she was the spoiled one, always getting what she wants. But then she just made me feel like such a jerk. I mean, I still don't like all your rules and everything.
But you do understand that we don't make rules just to be bossy, right?
Like with Mikey and all the sugar he eats. We just want him to sleep at night, not be so...
hyper?
Yeah, something like that.
I know. And I'm really glad I have you. I mean, I'm really glad you have me, because I know you love me.
Yeah, we do.
More than you can imagine.
I just wish that Maya had you guys. It's not fair that she has to live with her family.
No, don't be so quick to say that, Haley. I know you mean well, but you have to remember that God knows what he's doing.
Huh?
Well, God can work through anything, and he can use anyone.
Mr. and Mrs. Richter aren't Christians.
They're not... Oh, no. Do you think God knows that?
John.
Dad.
Look,
Sweetheart, we'll keep praying for Maya and loving her, but God's got it under control. And we have to encourage Maya to obey her parents because God put her under that authority for a purpose.
God must really love a challenge.
Well, God is up for that challenge. But how about you? Are you up for a challenge from the Bible? Well, here it is, Romans 13, 1 and 2. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. Obedience, that is a challenge. For most of us, there comes a time when rules don't make sense, or they seem like they take the fun out of life. For example, every once in a while, I get to borrow my brother-in-law's Porsche 911. Now talk about a fun car. So, are the rules of the road there so I can't have fun with a fast car? No. They're there so that me and other drivers will be safe. The key to the challenge of obedience is to understand those verses in Romans. There is no one in authority that God didn't put there for a reason. God has appointed the authority in your life. If you obey that authority, you are obeying God. And if you disobey authority, you disobey God. So even if it doesn't always seem like the rules are good or fair, God will honor and use our obedience and respect of authority for His purpose. Maybe you have godly parents and other godly authority in your life. Don't take it for granted. You should thank God for it and express your respect and love to those in authority over you. I know that some of you don't have godly authority in your lives. Then look to the true authority in your life, the words in the Bible, and the God who loves you. Obedience is an everyday struggle. We need to have the right attitude to be able to pull it off. A big step to having that attitude is reading and knowing God's Word and asking Him for help daily. We at CBH Ministries have an excellent daily devotional and great Bible studies just for kids. So ask about them when you get in touch with us. We love hearing from you, so drop us a note. Our email address is gilead@cbhministries.org. Or you can write to Gilead, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. In Canada, write us at P.O. Box 124, Maple Ridge, B.C., V2X7E9. Either way you contact us, be sure to include the call letters of the station that you listen to. You can also check out our resources to help you grow closer to God on the web at gileadlane.org. Today's program, Love Rules, was a production of CBH Ministries and was written and directed by Beth Klima. Our production engineers were Scott Heckman and Steve O'Dell, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next week. Down Gilead Lane.